With us now we have John Lennon. John, I know you've been cooped up somewhat sort of in the room. How have you enjoyed your New York visit, looking out at those several thousand fans?
Well, it's marvelous, you know. We like seeing them outside the window. It's
great. Ever want to go down and say hello?
Yeah, but nobody would ever let us, you know. They won't even let us wave. We're going to ask them if we can wave today, because that's the least we can do if they're all standing there, because they don't see us, you know, because we get dragged out through back entrances and things, so we're going to try and wave.
That is the rumor down there, John, that you were going to wave, and in fact it circulated among the teenagers. Why is it they won't let you?
Because I think the police are worried that it'll sort of incite them more, but I think, you know, because other people are waving and pretending to be us out the window, and we may as well wave.
Do you like New York City for any particular reason?
I like all cities, you know, better than countryside. And I like New York because it's big, you know, I like London because it's big. I like big cities.
Have you gotten to go anywhere here?
Not this time. We did last time. We saw quite a bit, you know.
John, when they stormed the stage last night at Forest Hills, I'm sure that's happened to you before. Do you ever get worried that they might get through?
No, we always have hysterics when they get on stage. Because the one last night got George, and I could hear all the wrong notes coming out. He was trying to carry on playing, you know, the girl hanging around his neck. It was funny.
You ever get frightened at any of these experiences on stage or when you're being pursued, let's say?
Not really. You know, we get battered mostly by people trying to guard us. You know, they get in the way half the time. They're always grabbing us and shoving us in the wrong thing. But on stage, I always feel safe even when they break through. I don't know, it must be some kind of, you know, I just feel as though I'm all right when I'm plugged in, and I don't feel as though they're getting me.
I wondered about it last night, John, when you... do you know that the guitars are in tune? I noticed, you know, they put them there on stage, and you come running on, and there you start. How do you know they're in tune? Do you tune them beforehand?
We usually tune them beforehand, yeah, you know, and then before they're taken on, so as we know that they're in tune. But, you know, last night mine kept going out of tune, don't know what was the matter with it.
I have heard reports that you really aren't singing during this tour because of the noise, that you're just lip-syncing, more or less. Is that true, or are you singing?
No, we're singing like mad. I'm seeing places like the Hollywood Bowl, we were heard, you know, good acoustics, even though the crowd was wild. There's a couple of places we've been heard quite well, you know, better than we've been heard for years.
This is a question that's asked quite a few listeners. How many instruments do you guys work with all together?
Do you need various instruments, or how many guitars have we got?
How many guitars?
Oh, I've got about four or five, and George's got about eight, and Paul's got two, I think.
John, thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.